Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mother Noise, a memoir by Cindy Hose. Read by the author.
For Atlas William. After the telling. In February 2017, standing in an elementary school cafeteria under a ceiling full of tissue paper and cellophane jellyfish, I decided I had to tell my 9-year-old son, Atlas, that I had once been a heroin addict. I watched the crowd of kids do the dab in unison to the DJ's loud dance music. They all looked so much older on the dance floor, so different from the huddle of children squatting over a pile of Legos that they had been just last year. My friend watched her son bend and twist next to mine. She told me about her impending divorce, holding her baby girl who squealed with the music. "I think he's struggling," she said, watching her son. She looked gaunt and anxious. I wondered how much weight she'd lost. She shifted the baby to her other hip. "I just want my kids to be okay in spite of our stupid adult crap." On the dance floor, I watched my boy trying to catch on to the moves his friends were doing. All the kids' arms went up in the air and he followed, a beat behind. If I don't tell him soon, it could become a lie by omission, a distance between us, a secret that might leave him feeling like he doesn't really know me. The girls in my son's third grade class pummeled him with balloons, circling him and abandoning their dance steps. It might take me months to work up to it, but I had to tell him. A few years before, a writer friend's kind, musical, lovely 23-year-old son had died by suicide after a long struggle with addiction. Because I know my friend was an excellent, empathic, involved mother who did everything she could to save her son, I began to worry about mine. It was as if the threads of our lives suddenly knit together, and now the future awaiting my son and me was terrifying. I have barely mentioned...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?